This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. I said I wouldn't say that. I'll let them decide, right?
Right.
That's a negative. That's not a negative. That's a positive.
Sounds right? Good.
A negative plus.
A negative times a negative equals a positive.
All right.
Say it.
That's right. Okay, and we all got that from...
That true story about that math teacher. Ooh, what is that title of
Fingerman.
That? Fingerman. Oh, go ahead. What is it, Sam?
Stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver. Thank you very much.
Yes. Interestingly enough, friends, oh my goodness, we're just going to stay the topic here. Folks, there's so much to talk about again. Hopefully Monday we can start picking up on the hot topics going on across the country. But folks, we're always going back to the ones that really matter. And seeing here lies parts of the problem, and part of the problem across the country is you're so used to being inundated with injustice that you let one injustice go because there's a new injustice. And what happens, instead of dealing with the one from, let's say, a week ago, well, there's a new one this week. What we need to do is we need to deal with each issue as it comes up, because if we'd have dealt with the issue 5.5 years ago concerning this criminal administration, we wouldn't be here today dealing with all of these issues that we're dealing with concerning his injustices today, because we didn't deal with the first one.
That makes sense to me.
No, it totally makes sense, and that's exactly what's happening. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 130,000 friends between Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean, and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Love the interaction. Keep it coming. We also have a personal page, Bradley Dean, double E. That's on Facebook as well. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, double E. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to stay this discourse in which we've been on for the last week and a half, because it's great information, and it really applies. It's made applicable to everything that we're dealing with today. So we're going to stay the course on that dissertation.
I like that.
Yeah, so do I. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words, which again was all derived from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, 1 John 3:18. And to say all that, to say this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place
to be. Terrible.
Terrible. Did I mention terrible?
Yes.
It's a terrible place to be when your brain...
I heard it.
Oh, good. I hope everyone else did.
It's Friday.
That's right.
Yes.
Friday. People are a little excited, you know. It's got a tough work week. Maybe take some time to rest. Of course, we should all be resting on Sundays. Thank the Lord that God
Friday,
made the
though.
Sabbath. I know, but it's coming
up. Okay.
Looking forward to these things.
Isn't it interesting? If people are so exhausted by Friday, why is it that Friday night and Saturday night...
That's a good
point. They really have a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. They're up late at night. They're doing their thing.
Don't even think about anything else, do they?
That's right.
It's interesting because even before I served God, the Lord, in Jesus' name, I could stay up till 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning and I was okay because that was my lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now if we have to read more than an hour, all of a sudden, oh, I'm just bushed. I'm just bush flat.
I'm so totally tuckered.
Yeah, tuckered out.
That's right.
Says Grandma.
Well, before we get to, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you want to make sure to check out Bradley's newest article. Came up last night on WND.com. It's called The Cycle of Tyrants and Nations.
I love it.
This is such a great topic because he goes through the law of sowing and reaping, and he talks about these various people throughout history who reap what they sow, down to, you know, Mussolini, Maxentine, I mean, Valens.
I mean, we could have thrown other dictators in there.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course. Yeah. But these are just a few. But this
is
so nice because it's these good gold nuggets. I mean,
they are.
If you look and you say, wow, it's amazing how the law of sowing and reaping is steadfast, and you can be assured, as the Bible says in Galatians, you're going to reap what you sow. It's one of those articles I think everyone should read because it's such a good point, and it's things you want to keep in your mind consistently to remind yourself that, listen, I reap what I sow. I need to make sure I'm sowing good seeds in the soil of my life.
Amen. Now, God, if you're there, strike me dead, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. He was known for saying this three different times, tempting God in front of the people. I have never seen a more ignorant fool in all of my
arrogant
life.
As well.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about narcissism to the max and stupidity to the max? Mussolini was the guy. Interestingly enough, as I said, dictator Benito Mussolini, maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but he said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Interestingly enough, many years later, God did accommodate when Mussolini and his mistress were condemned to death. Mussolini said, let me save my life and I will give you an empire. Just that shows you how empty he was. How was he going to ask for his life and at the same time give away an empire?
Yeah, that makes
he
no
wasn't
sense.
In the position to give anything because he didn't have anything. As a matter of fact, he was just seconds away from saying no, no. And friends, they were both executed, both Mussolini and his mistress, with many members of his cabinet on April 29th, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten, then hung upside down at an Esso gas station in the Plaza Loreto in Milan.
Yeah, you know,
This is the cycle of tyrants and nations. We'll talk about this Monday, but folks, do go to Sons of Liberty Radio or WND right now. It's posted. It's also posted on Genesis Communication Networks, but it's a plethora of gold nuggets and information because most times people just think, well, you know, these tyrants, they just do whatever they want to do. Oh, just hang on a second, because what happens is they're dealt with at length as well.
Yeah, and they had such brutal deaths. We actually watched a documentary that showed, you know, their bodies, you know, at the end of their lives, it was like, wow. I mean,
his head was beat in,
tore him,
shot in. Yeah,
I mean,
and so was his mistress.
Oh, it's just horrible. But you know, it goes along the same thing as you reap what you sow. I mean, you see, you know, what he sowed in his lifetime, he reaped.
The very people that he lied to were the very people that take him out at the end of his life.
Yeah,
because they finally caught on.
That's right.
After their country was destroyed and millions of people were destroyed and slaughtered in the streets.
That's right. And I want to say too, for those of you that say, well, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know, how can I help? Listen, go to the article, like it, share it. You say, well, I don't have good things to say. Well, then share something that Bradley wrote in an article. You can get it out there to all your friends, and they can share it with their friends, and we can get the truth out there, kind of like lighting a little spark, and all of a sudden the flame takes and you go. Now, we need to remember as we go throughout our lives that the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government.
That's right.
I want to give you this quote from John Adams. Fear is the foundation of most governments, but it's so sordid and brutal a passion and renders men in whose breasts it predominates so stupid and miserable that Americans will not likely to approve of any political institutions which it is founded upon.
Let's talk about maximum John Wood before we switch gears on this beautiful Friday in the state of Minnesota and hopefully across the board, United States of America. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
You know what's interesting, friends, when you think about what I was talking about right before the break? The cycle of tyrants and nations. Oh, I just really wish we had time, but I got to stay the course. But interestingly enough, you notice how the seed of the righteous is forever. The church isn't going anywhere. Listen, hey, tell the devil to his face. The church isn't going anywhere. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, no matter what happens on this earth. We're still here, friends. The same battle's still raging on a daily basis across the globe. And see, you have tyrants attempting to forge the way because they got technology that they didn't have before. They got a better idea. The folks, they all say the same things. It's like this. The church is the anvil. The tyrant in the spirit of the world is the hammer. The anvil doesn't need to be changed. It's the hammer that needs to be changed. And that's exactly what history shows us. Read Psalm 2. It's not a good place for to put yourself, and I'm speaking to corrupt men, to fight against the very truth. And we'll talk about that on Monday. I seriously love that topic. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it really is. I think we should dedicate a complete show to sowing and reaping. There's such a great book out there, too, by D.L. Moody called Sowing and Reaping. And it just goes to all these stories after stories after stories, all these true events, what happened in France and so on. It's great, and I think we should definitely dedicate
a show
to it.
Well, we will. We'll start picking it up on Monday, hopefully. Folks, yesterday we were talking about Maximum John Wood. Maximum John Wood was such a good judge that if you committed a crime in his county, well, they called him Maximum John Wood for a reason. I think you get the point. He would bring down the law to the fullest extent of the law against the crime to deter crime, to put the fear of God before men's face, and the fear of government properly. Filial, not diabolical. John Wood hated crime so much that, again, those that broke the law, he would maximize the law against their crimes. Woody Harrelson, we've all heard of him. Remember this guy, the White Man Can't Jump movie? His dad was a a supposed self, well, proclaimed and professed hitman. Interestingly enough, the bad guys were busted in Maximum John Woods County with drugs, and Woody Harrelson's dad, the self-proclaimed hitman, was paid $250,000 by the mob to kill Maximum John Wood. And at length, Woody Harrelson's dad was busted. He's now dead, but he was basically sent to prison for a two-life term sentence concerning the death of Maximum John Wood. Because, again, they knew that if the bad guys were brought forth to the throne of judgment concerning Maximum John Wood, they were going away for a long time. And rightfully so. Now, to say that, friends, I gotta ask you a question because I need to lay it to your candor. And if you get time, read Isaiah 59. If you have no justice, and if you have no one to enforce the laws of the land, then, friends, what happens is liberty diminishes away. And this is what we're beginning to see in this country today over the last 60 years. I wasn't here for 20 of those 60. On your Supreme Court building, it states justice, the guardian of liberty, again, with Moses and the Ten Commandments, above the Supreme Court chambers. And interestingly enough, in his left hand and his right hand are both tablets of the law. It's called the Torah, the Decalogue, so on and so forth. Folks, did you know that nowhere in your Constitution of the United States, nowhere in your Bill of Rights, nowhere in your Declaration of Independence, nowhere in any founding documents can you find the phrase separation of church and state? Nowhere. Interestingly enough, going back to, well, the revisionists and the atheists, they always point their finger back at Thomas Jefferson and they say he said that. Well, that's not what he said. Thomas Jefferson used it in a letter to Nehemiah Dodge, Ephraim Robbins, and Stephen S. Nelson, a committee of the Danbury Association, Danbury, Connecticut. It's a Baptist church in Dayton, Connecticut, in 1802. He said the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. And that wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that the Christian principles will always stay in government.
Awesome.
Now, isn't that kind of contrary to what you've been taught, friends?
Oh, of course. Of course. The exact opposite to its original meaning.
And you got to ask the question, why would government want to usurp God's word? Because they want to put themselves in God's position. Nothing new under the sun. Satan did the same thing. Read Isaiah 14 when you get some time. That's why they have the demigod attitude, is because in America, people believe the lies that they have perpetuated and promulgated and inundated you with on a 24/7 basis, as if to say that they are the law, they decide what the law says, they legislate, they're a bunch of activists. No, friends, the last two, completely null and void, unconstitutional, illegal. They don't have a right to assert themselves. They don't have a special license to assert themselves concerning the laws of our constitutional republic. They just don't. Nada. Cool? Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. What is that? By the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do challenge me. 1-866-233-0747. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. Where does that come from, friends? Where is that information derived from? Can anybody tell me? I'll say it one more time. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech.
Sounds like a shortened version of something.
It sounds like something's chopped up here, yeah?
Yeah, it does.
If you go to the Bill of Rights concerning Article 1, it states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's Article 1. See, Congress shall make no law, ... abridging the freedom of speech, ... is the ACLU's version of Article 1. This was actually found on their website, and of course they removed it once it was discovered. Stalin, on America's freedoms and greatness, said America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold: its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Again, the separation of church and state, nowhere in any founding document. I will tell you where you can find it, though. The Constitution of the former Soviet Union and the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church, Article 52 of the Constitution of the former Soviet Union. Interesting. James Wilson, Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution, and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other." Of course. Of course. Now, going back to the ACLU exposing these communists for what they really are, Roger Baldwin, founder of the American Civil Liberties Union, notice again the name, friends, said, "I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietor class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal." Founder of the ACLU. Oh, one more thing which most people don't know about Mr. Thomas Jefferson was the fact that he was the principal. I'm sorry, he was the
superintendent over.
No, he wasn't the superintendent. He was the president of the United States, as was he the president of public schools in the D.C. district during his presidency. And the two books that were made, well, they were made available and they were suggested by Thomas Jefferson was none other than Watts Hymnals and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Lines Between Church and State. I remember hearing this from a guy, love him or hate him, he was right. The philosophy of the classroom in one generation will become the philosophy of governments in the next. And that's exactly what we're dealing with today. Folks, in 1962, you used to have to know the George Washington Farewell Address, where George said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Interestingly enough, for those that can see me live stream right now, I'm holding up a Bible study course, New Testament Dallas High Schools. It was a course, a Bible course, you had to graduate before you could actually graduate public schools in the United States. Right? You know, I can hear people grumbling right now saying, well, you know, they can't do that anymore. Those people. Those people are you people. You allow them to do what they do. But I also want to encourage you a little bit and lay this on you. Lay it in the sky. I'm going to lay it in the sky. Here it is. You never lost the right. You've been deceived out of your rights. I've done 350 high schools in 24 different states. Why? Because I know first and foremost God is on my side and the law is on my side. See, the difference between us and organizations like the ACLU is they don't have a right to break the law. You just need to figure that much out. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to be right back after this break. Lines Between Church and State. Yeah, right. Who told you that, huh? Yeah. Well, ACLU did. Well, it must be true then.
Been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Okay, let's get over into some of this fun stuff. We were just talking about lines between church and state. It's a myth. It's a total myth. And the American people have fallen for it because they have failed to read their founding documents. Instead of the American people knowing their founding documents and exposing organizations like Planned Parenthood, American Civil Liberties Union, so on and so forth, what you've done is you've allowed them to, well, manipulate you and deceive you out of your rights. And keep in mind, the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state, barring the government from what they're doing today. Not the other way around. And it's also interesting to note that these organizations, such as the ACLU, who they're helping along and advocating the crimes that they're committing concerning the gay agenda, concerning the Muslims, I can go on and on. For the sake of time, I do, because it's Friday. I want to have a little fun.
Fun.
But I want to have an educational time where it's fun.
Of course. You know, learning is very fun. You can make learning extremely fun.
Tell that to a kid in a public school that knows he's being lied to.
That's true. But talk to a kid in a homeschool who's having fun learning.
Like me.
That's right.
Who are these people? Wayne McLaren died of lung cancer at 51 years old. David Miller Jr. died of emphysema. Janet Sackman lost her voice box and a part of one lung to cancer. Davis Gorlitz, disabled by a stroke in his mid-30s. William Thornbury died of lung cancer at the age of 56. Who are these people?
Hmm.
Well, let me tell you, they are the cigarette ad models. Really? Yeah, really. These are the models that are actually selling the cigarettes to the young people? Yeah. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Wayne McLaren died of lung cancer at 51 years old. He was a cigarette ad model. Okay. David Miller Jr. died of emphysema. He was a cigarette ad model. Janet Sackman lost her voice box and part of one lung to cancer. She was a cigarette ad model. Davis Gorlitz, disabled by a stroke in his mid-30s. Cigarette ad model. Remember that thing you were talking about, reaping and sowing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Now, it's also interesting to know that an actor, model for Winston Cigarette, said, "My job is to get 500,000 kids to smoke." Obviously, this was in 1994, speaking of his deadline and his due date of 1995. 500,000 kids to smoke by 1995.
Yeah, how'd you like to sell that into your life?
Well, you ever wonder why you never see the executives? You know, I got a picture in front of me right now with a old lumpy, grumpy man with a cigarette in his hand with a bikini on. He's quite grotesque. It's very odd even when I'm looking at this guy. It's like, okay, dude.
Yeah, why don't we see billboards like that with the old CEO advertisement? I'm sure he's not really attracting very many people to want to use his product.
Of course not. As a matter of fact, even when you go back to R.J. Reynolds, who founded the tobacco company in 1875, he began manufacturing Camel cigarettes in 1930. Yet, did you know that R.J. Reynolds died in 1918 of cancer of the pancreas after a lifetime of chewing tobacco?
There you go.
How come we never hear about this, friends? Isn't that interesting? But here we have it. That's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, right?
So you are hearing about it. That's right.
That's exactly right. Remember when I told you, friends, what goes around comes around? Sad to say, the seeds that these people are planting are literally coming back and blowing up right in their faces. And I'm not saying that as a good thing. I'm saying that as a negative. In a way where I wish it didn't have to happen that way. But people also have to take responsibility in the choices that they make. But most people don't understand they're in a position today because of the last season that they sowed in. Good or bad. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. And again, speaking of reaping and sowing, Galatians 6:17, we need to keep in mind we are where we're at today. First of all, because of the mercy of God. But if you have a bad crop because, well, you got to turn around and look at what you sowed during the last season.
You know, I have to add something to that. So many times people look at their lives and think, oh, my life is just a mess. Everything's in shambles. I just can't even believe what's going on right now. Well, listen, what have you sowed in your life? If you sow destructive seeds, you know, such as, you know, drinking, drugs, all these different things, you know, disobedient to your parents, rebelliousness, you know, worldliness, if you're
lying, stealing,
of course, coveting, if you're going in sowing all these bad seeds in your life, then you should not be surprised when you're saying, well, listen, why is my life going so horrible? Well, think about it. What kind of seeds have you been planting into the soil of your life? It's bound to reap a harvest sooner or later.
How come we never hear of cigarettes like bypass or malignant, breath rotters, cancerettes, money suckers or phlegm balls?
My guess is cancerettes would not go too hot on the market.
Probably not. I wouldn't think so. But if you read the U.S. surgeons' warning on the side of the cigarettes, it already tells you what could possibly happen if you use cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody can blame anybody but themselves for contracting something, you know, namely a disease. And I'm not cursing anybody here because I don't even like talking about it. But the fact of the matter is we got to use a little common
sense. This is one that I just can't understand. And I talk about this too in the schools when we talk to the girls. It's like, listen, would you pay me money to give you bad breath? And they say, well, of course not. Well, would you pay me your hard-earned money to put wrinkles on your face and make you smell bad? And they say, well, of course not. I say, okay, how about this? Would you pay me your money to me to possibly give you cancer, if I would give you that in return? You're like, well, of course not. Well, listen, people are literally paying to destroy themselves when they buy the cigarette. They're paying for rotten teeth, smelling bad. You age faster. You know, it's a proven fact. You could possibly get lung cancer. There's all
and
these bad side effects.
And people are paying $5 to $7 for a pack of cigarettes to kill themselves.
And not only that, but their children. They have children. They have secondhand smoke. I mean, you have not thought this through.
No. My mom used to smoke her cigarettes and turned to me and my brother in the car, sitting in the back of the seat while coughing her lungs out. She would say to me and my brother, you don't ever want to smoke these rotten things. It's almost like, hey, wait a second, don't teach me what you don't want me to learn, because people pay attention to what you do, not what you say. Hypocrisy to no end. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. So let's get into some of those hypocrites. We're having a little fun here on
Friday.
Yeah, no,
when you started saying about all these people dying, I'm like, is this the fun part? We're getting into the fun part.
No, it's easy information. It's when the word comes forth, it brings forth light.
Easy to digest.
I get it. Totally.
Yeah.
Like, for example, speaking of hypocrites, friends, there's a popular teacher. Her name is Barbara DeAngelis. who teaches dads and moms throughout the country how to make love and marriage work. She's got books like Ask Barbara the 100 Most Asked Questions About Love, Sex, and Relationship, Making Love Work, so on and so forth. But did you know that Barbara DeAngelis, she's been divorced 5 times?
Wow. What a good example. I bet she's got a lot of experience.
I'm laughing because those that are guilty of these crimes and those that are guilty of buying the books of these people, they can't laugh.
This is how you make it work.
They're ashamed.
I've failed 5 times miserably. Well, that's like more failure than the average Joe.
It's
crazy. And she's teaching people.
Totally. Friends, you got to know who you follow. My Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ, speaking of Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. How about our former president's Bill Clinton's commission on teen pregnancy? Now, this is just perfect. Whoopi Goldberg.
We should have like some laughter going on right now.
Seriously.
We should have a soundbite of laughter.
I just seen her yesterday and on a piece. And I just, she's, the word repulsive comes forth in every fabric, every piece of who I am. When I look at her, she grosses me out in every sense of the word. Speaking of bad breath, I can only imagine being across the table from her and her speaking my direction. It's like, hey, ma'am, no offense, but I bet you could knock.
I was just going to say, you know, so how do you really feel about her? I mean, don't hold back or anything.
I'm going to say it, okay?
All right.
Her breath's so bad, I can only imagine that it would knock a bird off a manure wagon.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not kidding.
Have that.
You say you have quite an imagination. You say this to me all the time.
Yes, you have very creative imagination.
Okay, it's true. Why do people give people like this credibility?
I'm
going to prove my point in a minute, but go ahead.
Well, I will say this. Listen, if you're going to have at least a role model, at least, you know, have some upstanding qualities.
Someone that takes
qualities.
A bath once
yeah, yeah,
in
you know,
a while.
Like, you know, a nice-looking young man, young woman who's standing for something, a leader. You know, if you're going to have a role model, at least hoist up there someone that's worth emulating. I mean, if you look at her, it's like...
Totally.
I mean, it's not just her, because it's not by her physical appearance. It's by what she does in her
life.
Friends,
just so everybody knows, it's not like me and Stephanie are sitting around a table talking about how we're going to rip on Whoopi Goldberg. The fact of the matter is, she did it to herself. We're just helping things along a little bit here, okay? Now, what's interesting about Whoopi Goldberg, she was sent, to actually prevent teen pregnancy on Bill Clinton's commission on teen pregnancy, right? Well, the fact of the matter is Whoopi Goldberg's had abortion after abortion after abortion after abortion to her everlasting shame if she doesn't repent. Is that crazy? Now, speaking of Whoopi Goldberg, friends, you need to know who you listen to. The same way with Barbara DeAngelis, you need to know who you follow. And speaking of the President of the United States, whatever starts at the top surely goes to the bottom. When we were in Arkansas, we seen these signs. I got it posted right in front of me. It says, welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of President Bill Clinton. And in compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender.
Can you believe that?
Oh, it's a folks, this, the Clintons, oh, folks, if you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, you need to understand a lot of people died around that administration. And when you look at his administration, Bill Clinton's, look to the present, President Barack Hussein Obama, because he has Bill Clinton's criminal administration tried and true around him today. But back to the point. What about Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera ripping off their clothes for the world to see? By the way, you can see all of these video clips. Again, we're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you the facts. But the bottom line is when you get my war, sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's interesting that you'll watch these girls do and exhibit exactly what we're telling you right now.
You don't even have to say anything. On my war, you just see them because they got the video clips and all that kind of stuff that goes with it. So you don't even have to say anything. You can just see for yourself what they're all about.
So we have Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera ripping off their clothes for the world to see all. Then they have the audacity on MTV to get up and receive an award and thank none other than Jesus Christ himself. Whoa. Dangerous business, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back because you need to know who you allow to influence you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Talking about Britney Spears and Christine Aguilera. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Having the audacity to get up in front of the world, accept and receive an award for their whoredoms in the face of the young. And then they have the audacity to thank Jesus Christ for their awards. Keep in mind again, friends, I say this quite often, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Know who you allow to influence you. Here's another one. There's nothing about her that's upright. I can't stand her. It's more of a personal thing because, friends, you got to keep in mind, I spend much of my life righting their wrongs in the best of my ability by the power of the Holy Ghost. And speaking of hypocrisy to the max, I'm talking about Madonna here. When she was asked to tone down her sexual innuendos, interestingly enough, she's there pleading the fifth, saying, "I can say what I want to say," which is not true. Friends, she's writing books for children. And what's interesting about this is the fact that she strips for, you know, the world to see all, and more than that in some cases. And she was asked on Larry King Live what her child is allowed to watch on television. And she said back to Larry King, by the way, you can see this on My War Again, the video, "My child's not allowed to watch that garbage." So in other words, it's okay for your children, by the way, to go to her concerts. And she teaches your kids, if you're foolish enough to actually pay for a ticket to actually see this whore. But interestingly enough, it's interesting that she is telling these young children that she doesn't give a blank that she's going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah, so
you can see this on footage, friends.
So her daughter can't watch TV where her little mind can get poisoned, but she herself, Madonna, can go on TV and poison the minds of all these other little girls.
Just like we're
America.
Talking about, do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Big hypocrite.
Yep. Whose footsteps do you think those kids that are actually reading her garbage are going to follow in? Here's another one. R. Kelly, soul hip-hop musician who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity. He wrote a song that was actually there to raise funds to help the cure for AIDS, which, by the way, is a created disease. And interestingly enough, I'm trying to figure out how people don't put these two together.
And all he does is promote what?
He promotes the act, and then once the act is committed and someone contrives the disease, the virus, the AIDS virus, then he wants to raise money to actually bring about the cure.
Oh, but at least he writes a good song about it after it happens.
Yeah, that's true. Did you also know that he was busted with a 14-year-old girl, having sex with a 14-year-old girl on video, and he was exonerated by a jury? I wonder how much that cost him.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not a good place to put yourself, friends, when you wrest judgment, pervert justice or judgment. As a matter of fact, in 2002, R. Kelly was also indicted for 21 counts of child pornography. Why does MTV promote this guy? Why do you think, friends? See, now here's my point. If the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide. So you got to ask yourself, what are those who you follow stand for? And mark this, you will not go beyond those you allow to teach you. And how they stand or fall is exactly how you're going to stand or fall. Well, you say, Bradley, their influence has no power over me. Really? King Richard III of two centuries ago was hunchbacked. Did you know his king court servants became hunchbacked? Really? Did they do that purposely? Of course not. Inadvertently? Absolutely. How about the Princess of England two centuries ago? She had a temporary limp that lasted for about 6 months. Guess what the women in that country began to do? They began to emulate the Queen, the Princess, I'm sorry, of England. Oh, Bradley, come on. Their influence has no power over me. Remember the movie E.T.? Oh, quick point with E.T., you know, phone home. Did you know that in Sweden, E.T. was banned to children under 11 years old? Can anybody tell me why? Can you tell me why?
Yeah, Steffi? Because of how he talked back to his mom.
That's
how
exactly
he was treating his mom.
If you notice that Disney loves to push rebellion to the children.
Yeah, the kids wear the pants.
Always.
They tell the adults what's going on. You know, the adults have to conform what the kids are doing.
Totally.
Yes, I have noticed
that. It's sick,
isn't
it?
It is, very much.
Interestingly enough, again, going back to E.T., the extraterrestrial, when that movie came out, do you remember when Little Elliot had Reese's Pieces in his hands. Remember when I blew that?
Yeah, I do.
And he was drawing E.T. into his house. Do you remember that? I think it was at a 2 to 4 second commercial.
Just a few seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was laying him down, saying E.T.
in
my direction.
A 2 to 4 second segment during the movie E.T. And Reese's Pieces sales went up 400% during the duration of that movie.
Now, I have to say this, and this goes true for anything. You know, it's like this. You know, a big movie comes out, you know, like a karate movie or a baseball movie or a hockey movie.
Or My War, Bradley Dean movie.
That's right, and then everyone wants to become Bradley Dean. But my point is...
Well, I'm not saying that.
But what I'm saying is with these kind of movies, when you have movies like kids who are so influential, you put these movies in front of their faces and they see a good baseball movie, I want to start playing baseball.
Totally, Mighty Ducks.
Karate. Yeah, exactly. We just met someone this week, in fact, who said, we were talking to him, and he said, well, his kids play hockey. And he said, in fact, it was after watching that movie that their kids wanted to go out and start playing hockey.
What about Rocky?
Or Karate Kid, or any of these shows.
Just to show you that I was influenced as an 11-year-old kid, when Rocky came out, I joined boxing, and when I was 14 years old, I won city in boxing.
I can't, exactly. Yeah. How many kids joined and started to play, you know, do boxing after that movie? How many kids after Karate Kid start, you know, saying, well, I want to be karate?
Do you think people didn't hear you the first time?
Well, no, I think it's good to be told things twice sometimes, because I noticed that men
Samuel, Moses,
right.
Moses, Abraham,
most men in the Bible had to be told things twice.
How many times did women need to be told things?
I don't remember any woman being spoken of twice in the Bible where it was like, you know, Rachel, Rachel, Esther, Esther. I mean, I never heard that. Ruth, Ruth. I think it was just all the men, actually.
Ruth, Ruth. It almost sounded like you were barking there for a minute. Ruth, Ruth. Okay, let's go to You Quiero Taco Bell. Speaking of influence, friends, remember the little waggly-eared dog? You quiero Taco Bell?
It's yo quiero, actually.
Oh,
just, you know, for all you Spanish
Did
people
you hear
out
this?
There.
What? That was her trying to get back at me for what I just said to her, right? Okay, yo. Well, then we know where the rappers came up with yo,
you
there quiero
you
Taco Bell. Did you know that when that commercial came out with that little...
Chihuahua? Is that what that is?
Floppy. I'm looking at him right now.
He's
just,
like
I feel
little,
like, well,
is
he's
that what
dead
kind
now.
Of dog he is?
Yeah.
He's like little Chihuahua?
He is a Chihuahua.
There
well,
you
he
go.
Was a Chihuahua.
Yes.
His legacy is that he was a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
But 12.9 million units flew off the shelves in record time after they promoted a 30-second
isn't
commercial.
Isn't that crazy?
1998 Business Wire, if you'd
sheep.
Like to check it out. Yeah,
people
sheep.
Are mere sheep. They see something like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important what influences your kids and what they watch. I mean, even,
yeah.
even things that are just fruitless, you know, we. It's just like, wow.
You mean like Mighty Ducks?
Yeah,
and,
it's
yeah.
one of those things that are just like so vain. And there's nothing.
Empty, worthless.
There's nothing substantial. It's like when you're. You're
there's
watching.
No pith, no marrow.
Right.
There's no heart to it.
Yeah, so
yeah.
when you say, like, even your kids and say, well, listen, go watch TV. Oh, my gosh. It's like saying, hey, go jump into an ocean with a bunch of sharks around you. You can't just say, go watch something. I mean, we don't even have, you know, this kind of stuff in our house at all.
No, I haven't watched TV for 20 years.
I know. It's yeah. amazing. And so it's
why
funny.
Would I subject myself to that garbage?
Of course it is. And I remember, actually, we were out and about traveling one time and a TV was on. I just couldn't believe what was on there.
Yeah.
And what even commercials, you say, well, there's some good programming. It's like, well, you don't sit there and say, well, listen, here's sun. Here's a piece of steak. It's got a few little spots of poison
oh,
in it.
Or look
just
at that water over there. There's only a couple sharks and it just jump in real quick. See
yeah.
what happens.
I can't fathom how free people are with their kids sometimes. It's, oh, yeah, just go over here. Just hang
we
with
just
your friends
it
over
today.
Here.
Just seen it today.
Yeah, we saw a kid today was, you know, playing, but his dad was there, but then his
yeah.
dad kind of, like, walked away and left him alone for
doesn't
a long
know
time.
Us from Adam. And well, I appreciate the fact that he trusted us enough to leave him there.
Well,
but I think the point was is the fact that he wasn't really protective over that little man, was he?
And it's not just, it's in every area. I mean, you got to be watchful. You're called to be the stewards over your children. It's everything they do, everything they watch, they read, they're playing, everything.
Well, the TV is my shepherd. I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. It was King David that said in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. And also going over to 2 Corinthians 6, it says, come out from among them, be ye separate, touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. You will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. And it also says in the book of James, this is just coming to my aid right now, friendship with the world is enmity with God. So how do we justify TV? You can't, friends.
Exactly. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing, I'd like to get one of these My War documentary series. I've been hearing about it for the past week.
I want one.
How do I get one? You're just saying, what do I need to do? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the store. You'll find it there. It's a $65 donation. Of course, if you are a sons or daughter of Liberty, you get 25% off by calling 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 for 2 hours from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time tomorrow. See ya.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.